coming up. Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappy.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan. You gotta keep
them separated. So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me at track here, baby.
This is Blame the Russians for everything.
And this is Special Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
And welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us, your disgruntled vets, only on DVR. Powered by...
Oh, WDVR.
With our special friend, Toden.
WDVR.
Please get the microphone out of your mouth.
Oh, are we doing that? Do I have to play Dr. Toden today? Let me turn down my bass all the way. There we go. We can play Dr. Toden today.
I like it.
How's it going, Chappy? You got that deep voice going on?
Oh, you know it. This is Chappy on Disgruntled Discussions.
Oh, yeah, you sound disgruntled there, Chap.
You can't see me, but I'm rolling my eyes really hard.
Well, there you have it, folks. We're off to a hell of a start. So, first out the gate, I guess we will start with, what are you drinking, Toden?
I got me some high-class Aquafina water with some low-class Crystal Light orange mix with my Detroit Distillery gin, which is Railroad gin, just like Grandpa, I forgot his name, used to make.
We are currently experiencing technical problems. Please sit by.
Al, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a lavender-infused wine that Chappy is currently stealing from me. He's already gotten through half the bottle.
I'm drinking the same thing.
Well, she just kind of told on you, so we kind of figured that.
And... I am drinking wine out of my awesome disgruntled pint glass, so I'm super classy today.
Did you say you're super classy or you're an ass?
I would go with both.
I would say both.
So before I say what I'm drinking, you want to sit there and like try to say who's got the most awesome disgruntled gear right now? I think I win right now. I'm just saying.
You definitely win.
Yeah, but we will go into that in a little bit.
I am drinking a whiskey sour because I'm training my liver because Sparky's getting married soon. And then after I visit with Sparky, I'm going to go visit Al, not Chappy. I'm hoping that she's like sent Chappy away for the week or something. I don't know. So I'm just training my liver up before I make the road trip.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide.
Sorry, Chappy, come hang out with me.
We'll go drink some gin.
I'm sure she'll like that.
Go drink some pine needles. That's what that shit smells like.
You're not wrong.
It's still delicious.
Oh, I got the good stuff.
Oh, I know you do.
That was wrong on so many levels. Yeah.
I've just been in...
You're very cheeky today.
Because I wanted to kill people for the past 2 days.
Well, we can get into that. I'm sure you have some ranting to do, and apparently the disgruntled nation likes to hear you rant, so...
Yeah, just don't get me on Bradley's.
No, don't even mention the word Bradley's today.
No, don't start ranting. You'll bust all of our eardrums. Come on now. So, who has anything new that has happened this week, Owl?
I have something new. Subtly pending. I am officially starting my podcast for Unconventional Vet Spouse. It will be airing June 22nd. We're recording all of our shows now. And I will also be on Barracks Talk June 16th to talk about the show with DV6 and Bo and whoever else decides to show up.
Yay!
Whoopee! Yay! Yeah, 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 yeah!
What day of the week is that, actually?
It's Friday. We'll be airing weekly Friday at... I think 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Where's your guy's mic at? Because I can hear you, but it doesn't sound like it goes right into it.
Okay, we can move it.
Do you want to sit on the board?
Yeah, I'll sit on the board.
I believe with that microphone, you could actually point it versus having one side up.
We can, but our cat chewed off the ends of it, so it falls.
Ooh.
Nice. Good job.
We need to get you a nice. We need to get you a mic stand or something.
Hugh, we highly enjoy your mic stand.
I want that mic stand so badly, but our cats are assholes. I can't help it.
They're kind of like me.
Could you waterboard them all the time?
I don't see a problem with waterboarding.
See, Chip sees you using the microphone, and he's like, oh, I know how to get him back.
That sounds so much better now.
Sounds better?
Yes. Awesome. What doesn't sound better is when someone just joins randomly and doesn't say hi.
Who it is?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh my god, it's number two.
Number two has made an appearance.
Number two, we actually are still in the middle of what are you drinking, sort of, but kind of waterboarding cats and microphones are being eaten and yeah. So what are you drinking?
That sounds phenomenal. So I am drinking some leftover wine that the girlfriend brought me yesterday.
Oh my god, we're all drinking wine.
Yay.
So, number two fell off the face of the earth. So you heard it, folks. Finally, finally, one did not stand him up. He has a girlfriend. It's amazing.
It took 12 people to stand me up, but finally got a girlfriend, and she put me back in my place, which is something I needed. You know,
love that. Insert the excited music here.
So, number two, I have a serious question.
What's that?
What drugs are you using to keep her with you?
Yeah, did you use the old-time pickup line? I bet she's real classy. Use the old-time pickup line. Here, does it smell like chloroform to you?
Well, you know what's funny is I met her on Valentine's Day at a bar, but I happened to be working at the bar. And I went there. I was like, you know what? It's Valentine's Day. I'm not going to go there to try to pick up anyone. I'm just going to do my own thing. And all of a sudden, I do my own fucking thing, and this falls in my fucking lap.
What did Nevermore tell you?
Never pick up a girl on Valentine's Day or the day before Valentine's Day. I
know
that one.
No, she told him to stop trying so hard, and it would fall over into his lap when he least expected it. But no, nobody
literally
wants to listen to
Nevermore. Literally drunk on Valentine's Day. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What was great was she was drinking. I was drinking behind the bar. It was a whole good time. I was throwing out all my tipsy pickup lines and having a good ass time with it. It was funny, man.
So have you had a date where neither one of you drank yet?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, I don't think there's been a day in the past 4 years that I haven't had a drink, to be honest.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
No, you didn't drink for 3 days because you had drank too much and almost died, and so you took three days off.
Date during those 3 days.
No.
Saying.
Yeah, no, I don't remember the last time. Actually, to be honest, I don't remember the last time I didn't drink. I at least have one drink. That's when I say drink, that's what I'm talking about. I at least have one alcoholic beverage.
You're not blackout status.
No. That'd be fun for all of us, though.
It is. I've experienced it. It is very fun.
But actually, what's funny about this is we had a big veteran end of the year ball where we all get dressed up at the school I just graduated from. Fun fact, I graduated from college too.
Yay!
Yeah, we
set us up on your life.
Yeah, this is the number two fucking catch up. So I graduated finally. So I'm now no longer a student veteran. I'm just a fucking working class veteran now that doesn't know what to do with his life anymore.
You have a job.
Yeah.
I have a job. I do have a job. I scored a job. It's they basically hired me because I'm a veteran. That's about it. But I did get a job. It's in my field, so I'm happy about that. I do a lot of walking now. But yeah, so I invite her to this military or this veteran, dinner. And we basically, the way it works, Chappie's been doing, we drink beforehand. We get hammered beforehand. We go to the dinner, and there's free booze there. And then all of a sudden, like, all of the veterans just all go out after that. So this poor girl, she has never seen me blacked out. She's never met any of my friends. And she sees us before this dinner in suits and ties, just slamming shots down. And she just had no clue. Like, I didn't even kind of warn her. I just kind of told her, like, it gets crazy, and that was about it. This poor girl gets the fucking whole synopsis of the veteran community here at college. And she fucking stuck around. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, now you're going to get married. Sounds like me and Elle.
I was telling number two when we were talking that was pretty much one of our first.
Oh, listen, let's.
Although I'm upset because that none of that drinking happened during.
I didn't take you
our
to
veteran
that.
Dinner. Oh, well, it was a different dinner.
Yeah, you went to a different one, I think.
Yeah.
You went to an actual unit dinner.
Well, same concepts.
Yeah, no, this is very different because when you drink in the military, you have to kind of still have some kind of bearing. When you drink with the veterans, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, yeah, all those rules go to hell.
Actually, if you've gone to a real ball.
Yeah, don't they have like some kind of jungle juice or some, I forget what it's called.
Grog.
Grog, yeah.
That's it.
Grog is disgusting, but it will fuck you up.
I think that's like 20% of the reason why you don't want to go to a military ball.
No. That, and I just don't want my chain of command to see me for the person that I really am.
the horrible, horrible people that we really are.
We keep that behind closed doors.
So I was actually just out in the field, and we were digging a tank ditch at night under nods, and I was getting really pissed off because like this kind of like came up out of nowhere, and it was kind of pushed by my LT. I was getting really pissed off because like my guys were super tired. We couldn't fucking see. It was just like we were running our equipment for like 17 hours straight. And my LT's like, "Hem, you seem really pissed off. What the fuck is wrong with you?" And I was like, "Sir, honestly, if I talk right now, it ain't gonna be good." And he's like, "No, tell me." And I kind of cursed him out. And then he was like, "Thank you, Hem. I needed to know that." And then like 2 hours later, he ended it.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
But so here's how, this is pro tip. This is how you get away with not doing anything on like a long training like that. When I did my last annual training, I had a canteen filled with alcohol. And as soon as the work day was over, or when it started to get nighttime, I'd have a shot or two of it, and my entire like platoon chain of command knew that I had it, and they knew once it turned a certain time, don't ask me to do anything because technically I've been drinking, I can't do anything.
Yeah, the worst part is me as a corporal, I was squad leader, basically a fucking platoon sergeant on top of that because our platoon sergeant at the time didn't know how to be a platoon sergeant. So I had to play like multiple roles. So I couldn't get drunk, but I really wanted to. I had 14 monsters in 5 days.
Yeah, I was pleased to hear that.
Oh man, I could barely have like one monster. I can't have one Red Bull within like an hour or else I feel like I'm going to die.
I'm sorry, Toden, you're kicked off this show.
So, I have to tell a story before I forget to tell a story because I'm fucking tired as shit.
Hey, don't forget to tell a story.
Hey, we should name this story time.
Yeah, so never more story time, people. Never more story time.
Never more story time.
Insert story time. I don't know, song. It's a fucking show. I don't know what it is.
You got another plan right now.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. Anyway, I had to take my best buddy to the hospital to have some tests done. Well, we had to go to Duke University Hospital, which is this uppity learning hospital at over in Durham. I didn't think nothing of it. I was half asleep. I had to get up at the butt-ass crack of dawn. So I was in my camo shorts, and I put on my Fuck Bergdahl shirt. I wasn't thinking about it. Didn't care. It's clothes. I was sleepy. Whatever. So they take her back to get the test done, and I hear a, "Excuse me," and I turn around, and it was the receptionist, this dude, and I was like, yeah, I already told you guys I'm not a patient. I'm just waiting on my friend. He goes, can you come here a minute? And I walked over and he goes, could you please turn your shirt inside out? It highly offends me. What? Your shirt. It's offensive. I need you to turn it inside out. I said, to hell I will. I'll sit here in my bra first. That's it. I'm triggered. I'm leaving. I'm going to my space. And I went, oh my God, I just made a snowflake go to their safe space crying. That has never happened.
Yeah.
Dude, he went in first. Yes. He kept peeking out to see if I was still sitting there. And the other receptionist goes like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I am not turning my fucking shirt out. I bought it. There's no dress code that I saw. And she's like, I know, I know. And he'd pop his head out and look at me. And every time he had like, he had serious tears because my shirt offended him.
Was he offended by Bergdahl or was he offended by the word fuck?
I don't know. That's what I looked at her. I said, maybe he's a Bergdahl supporter. I don't know, but fuck that traitor. I'm not doing it.
Wow.
You should have asked him like, don't you like Bergdahl or you just don't like the word fuck? Is it fuck? Let me guess. It's fuck. You don't like the word fuck.
If
hey, everyone, this do not say fuck around this guy. He fucking doesn't like the word
Boat,
fuck.
Change every F word to bunny from
well, now. No. But on a serious note, I tried
and
to
Bo,
talk
make
to
sure
him.
You put some nice story time music in front of this. Like,
oh yeah. But I did turn to respond to him, but he threw that hand up. You know how they oh, like to it. Shut you down, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here. So I sat directly to where every time he peeked out the door, he had to look at me. And I was like, hi, how are you? Waving at him.
Does the shirt have Bergdahl in a uniform or is it?
It just says literally across the top. And it's not even spelled like fuck. It says F and then there's a symbol on it, CK, Bergdahl.
Oh, so it's not even cussing.
No.
Fucking twat.
Censored.
Yeah.
That fucking twat.
But I have never had that happen. I've never made anybody run to their safe space. But I have now, so there's never more story time.
God, wow. If only this guy listened to our podcast and how many times we say the word fuck. We should have a counter. Like,
not it.
No, not no, it. Actually, I think we should do a drinking game for every time the word fuck comes
that's,
out.
That's better. Bo has enough to yeah. do than to go back and edit and I find every... That. I hate that. Whenever I'm editing, people are like, do a counter... No. Not doing not, it. So I've given me extra work.
No.
I think...
To be honest, we have been thrown off the air yet, but I think if we drink every time we say fuck, we're going to get thrown off the air.
Oh, wait,
oh no, drink. Not for us, but for other people that are listening.
I don't want somebody's... Blackout. When does the show air?
Wednesdays.
I don't want to be responsible for someone not showing up to work because we got them blacked out.
It's true.
I will take that responsibility.
They will. We will get a message to the page. Thanks, guys. I got fired. Why? Well, I drank every time you said the word fuck, and I was still drunk at work.
But to be fair, we are hiring. Not paying, but we're hiring.
Yeah, we hire. We just don't pay.
We just don't fucking pay. Drink.
Now you're just...
Yeah, now you're just trying to get us all drunk.
I don't see a problem with that.
Hey, some of us have work in the morning.
Yeah. Who has work on...
It's a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I'm sorry. I'm still in, so I get a 4-day.
Oh, look at you.
I'm sorry
aren't
that...
you just fucking special?
Look, I've been a fucking adult lately, man. I fucking wake up at 5 a.m. every day.
Can you stop
I'm out of
me too.
I'm out of my house at fucking 5:30, and I show up a half an hour early to work, and I'm just an adult, man.
Wow. Like,
when I was in college, dude.
Say it proudly.
I'm a fucking adult.
I'm an adult.
It's funny, yeah. Actually. When I was in college, I couldn't, like, if I didn't have anything to do, you couldn't get me up before like 11, 12. But now it's like, I just wake up at 5 now. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm man. When I was in college, I was still doing podcasting and YouTube stuff and working a job. I think I adulted a lot in college.
I adulted a lot. I just never slept.
You did not adult at all.
I did a lot of adulting.
You did not.
Calling you out.
I had like 3 or 4 jobs during college.
Yeah, one of them was posting for a page once a week.
If you can drink while you're doing the job on a regular basis.
That's why I did get a job as a bartender. So yeah, I would drink at work.
Yeah, nothing's better than number two saying that he had to adult. Hey guys, I can't make the show. I have a project due in like 4 hours.
It was mostly papers. I'd wait until like 4 hours before the paper was due, and I'd start drinking, and I'd type my paper, and I never got less than an A. Okay, I was good.
What did I tell you, number two?
Well, you told me write drunk, edit sober, but I never edit. I just write drunk, and I get A's.
Then you're good.
Then you're good. Fine.
Yeah, fucking A right. It just cut my time in half.
Anybody else have story time?
Toden.
What kind of story time would you like?
What happened to you?
Oh, we got variety. What's going on?
Well, I did recently record an interview with a business owner, if you want to play that. Or if you want to wait for another podcast for that. Because Chappie's like, hey, we need more veteran-owned business people.
I do like talking about veteran-owned businesses. So give us a short synopsis, and we'll make it a day.
All right. So I talked to Brian Hudson, which I've known because I've worked on a couple of different films with him. He owns a gaming company in Detroit. To his knowledge, it is the first actual gaming company headquartered in Detroit. I don't know. That's what we assume. He can't find another one.
That's because there's not too many businesses left surviving in Detroit.
What's that?
It's because there's not too many businesses actually surviving in Detroit now.
You are wrong. There are so many businesses, but yeah. I can prove you wrong later. I'd rather talk more about that afterwards because I actually...
No, absolutely.
That's a whole other thing. yeah. I can't talk about a lot of that stuff on air because it has to do with other things I do. So his gaming company does tabletop games and arcade games or video games, like old school RPG type games.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, hell yeah.
So I have a question. So does he play Magic?
He has in the past, yes.
What the hell is Magic?
Oh my god, shut up.
Even I know what Magic is, number two. Oh!
Wow.
Have you guys ever played Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, well, that's what made me not kill people when I was on my last rotation in Germany.
They used to have tournaments.
Yeah.
My first tour to Iraq, I actually brought a ton of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and we played Yu-Gi-Oh.
Wow, you're a nerd.
Excuse me, you came back home with a full box full of Magic cards.
Yeah,
Magic is way more nerdy than Yu-Gi-Oh.
And then you claimed that you didn't have enough.
Magic's way more nerdier.
I love Magic. I would, if I had someone to play with, I would be playing right now. I wouldn't be on this podcast.
Wow, thanks for...
Happy, if I knew you in an earlier life, I would push you in a ball locker.
See, number two, I wouldn't have to push you in a wall locker because you would probably be peeing in one.
Yeah, I peed in my friend's pantry.
That's a great way to open that story. Just go straight for the kill.
It was one of the guys that me and Chappie deployed together with. I helped him.
He has a call sign. I just don't remember what it was.
I don't remember either.
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Warhammer. He had a small party at his house. Yeah, and I got a little drunk, and I woke up. What's fucked up is I helped him move into his house, so I know where his bathroom is, like sober, drunk, whatever. And I tripped, fell,
landed on his dick.
I got up and got confused as to where I was, and I opened up the door to go outside. would have been a good idea. And then I just ended up not going outside. I got confused, left that door open, turned around, opened up his pantry, and peed in the pantry.
Yeah, that sounds about you.
Not proud of myself. His wife still, like, texts me pictures of, the pantry, or there's a picture of a bottle of Jameson, and it's like, says something like, oh, we're having a good time, it would be a shame if someone peed in the pantry.
Well, you know what, he can't really say much, because this is also the guy that accidentally punched me in the face.
He accidentally punched you in the face. We had to drag him off the boardwalk because he was pissing on it.
You had to pinch his dick to wake him up.
To wake him up from his alcohol comatose, I pinched his penis. I basically gave him a purple nurple on his dick. Also, he came up to us, Chappie, you remember this? He came up to us and was like, hey, I need you to look at something. We both had to stare at his penis.
Oh, God, yeah. The things you can do in the military. But
Does this look like gum?
Basically. But I think we're coming to that point, right, Nevermore?
I don't know. Al's the timekeeper.
We are coming to that time.
That time where, you know, we've said the word fuck one too many times, and I think we need to take a quick break.
Good, because I got to piss. We'll be right back. You're listening to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us, Disgruntled Vets, only on
WDVR.
TV radio. See, you suck at cues, man. All right, bye-bye. See you back after these messages.
Hey, fuckers. We may not be from the cover of the Rolling Stone, but we have all the music you could ask for. Every music genre. But if there's a song that's not on the station that you want to hear, let us know. Email us at info@dvradio.net, leave a post on our Facebook page, or tweet us on Twitter. Don't forget to like and follow, because it's anytime you want. And like Mom always said, because I get whiskey bent, hellbound. Always remember and never forget, we always ever shop online at smile.amazon.com. Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
I'm Dave Libby of warriorservice.org and SoserBand.com, and this is Contraband.
The Up in Arms Podcast.
Welcome to Media Letter Sandwich.
You're listening to Barracks Talk on DV Radio.
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33rd.
Welcome to the Struggle Brothers Show, everybody. I am Ron Ripley. With me, as always, is Mr. Filthy Rich.
Hello, and welcome to the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai.
Hear all of these veteran-made shows on dvradio.net. From original to syndicated shows, they're all on the DV Radio Network. Don't forget to check out the schedule banner to find out when your favorite show is airing. Again, that's dvradio.net. And don't forget to search DV Radio on the TuneIn app on your mobile device.
DV
Radio.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions with your disgruntled vets. And Toten, even though I don't know if he's disgruntled or not, why is there a cat on Al's head? Anyway, you're
maybe
listening
the cat's
to...
cat's disgruntled.
You're listening to DV Radio, powered by... Number two.
WDVR.
Yay!
Yay!
And before we get into any more discussions, Chappie has a message brought to you by DV Radio.
So we love promoting other shows that are on DV Radio, and we would love to talk about PTS Dog. Where's the link?
PTS Dog.
Airs every other Sunday.
And it's with our lovely friend PTS Dog. If you don't know who he is, go check him out on Facebook and help support his great book that's coming out. And Nevermore, when can they pre-order their book?
Yeah, pre-orders are going on right now, and I think they're done the 28th. I'm not 100% sure.
Very exciting. When does the show air again?
I think it's every other Sunday at 20:00 Eastern.
That's 8 p.m. Eastern for those that who can't math.
For those who don't speak military and you speak potato, that would be 8 p.m. Eastern.
But what's also awesome, one of our hosts here has a show on DV Radio as well.
Yay! You're talking about me, right?
I'm talking about two people, Ben.
Oh. Are you talking about me?
No.
We can't get you to show up for this one. How do you have another one?
I think he's talking about all of us.
Wow.
I'm talking about Al and Toten. So, Toten, when's your show?
My show is Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. So that could be 1900 for those of you that actually still keep count of that stuff.
What's it about? I'm asking for
and
a friend.
What's the name? What's the description? Give us a little...
Media Litter Sandwich, where media creators talk about the world around creating media. And so we interview artists, authors, filmmakers, maybe someone that runs a radio station focused on veterans. That interview will be coming out soon. The interview that just came out, I believe, was with Brian Hudson. We talked way more in depth with him on Media Layer Sandwich. So, you know, it's a lot to do with entrepreneurship, networking, along with giving tips and just sharing, you know, war stories of playing with media and going through what some of us consider a hobby and some of us consider a career. Hopefully, we all consider them both.
Which is awesome because, like, There's so many veterans out there that are trying to make...
Meow.
Sorry for a kitten. There's so many veterans out there that are trying to become entrepreneurs. And if they listen to this show, they can get a little bit of more of an insight on, you know, ways to market or meet contacts in a different light.
Oh yeah, we talk about networking all the time. You know, it's just one of the things that's out there. All of the hosts, we're all big convention goers, so we talk about different things, and we get, you know, any tips we give about conventions, you could pretty much put towards in the networking scenario. Anytime we talk about media, you know, the drive, time management, all that stuff is just, it's, there's a reason why, if you have like a media degree or a videography degree or you're a producer, it's considered like the little sister to an MBA.
Gotcha.
I actually, my minor in college was in digital communications and media.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we go back to my disgruntled swag is way cooler than any of y'all's?
Wait. We have a second. Before we do that, we have another show.
We did that in the first who? Part.
Yeah, well, we already did it in the first segment.
Who?
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 Owl.
Owl has a show, and it's coming out when?
June 22nd, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
So if you hate our show, you probably love Owls.
That's debatable. We're a bunch of spouses ranting. But if you want to hear some, you know, some fun stuff.
Some funny stories about spouses.
Funny stories, yeah. Couple guests on. We'll be there.
So, Nevermore, what were you talking about?
Her awesome swag.
How my swag, my disgruntled swag is way cooler than any of y'all shit. Even the shit you made yourselves. Ha! I got you beat now.
Wait, you bought the Blame the Shirt? I have that shirt too.
That's dysfunctional.
Yes, it is.
Which you can get at mydvstore.com. Anyway, shameless plug for DV. So we met this awesome jarhead crayon eating holster making Marine.
I have a question.
What?
Why is let her finish her plug?
Already.
No, a quick question. Why are all these new businesses that we love like plugging always Marine based?
Because their worth ethic is like beyond all measure. I don't fucking know.
Marines get out of the story. Marines get out of the military. They don't want to listen to anyone else anymore, so they become their own bosses.
Pretty much. And yeah, sure.
So Nevermore, what'd you get?
Hell, where was I in this conversation? Rude, Chappy.
Something about your pants are off.
I never record with pants on. Everybody knows that.
Who records with pants on?
Okay, on a serious note, so today in the mail, I finally got
There goes Chappy's pants.
Oh my god, really? So what the folks they don't realize is that we're recording on a device where we can see each other, except for my camera's not working, so that's a good thing. But anyway, and Chappy just took his pants off in the middle of the show.
We all just got a sight of his hairy ass. But Nevermore, please. Finish the story.
As soon as he's done taking a nap, gosh, damn it, y'all. Anyway, in the mail today. I need an adult. Fuck. Anyway, today in the mail, I'm waiting for an interruption. No.
Spence is killing me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get there. Today in the mail, I received my custom order from End of the Line Holsters, brought to you by one of my new favorite crayon eaters. I got a badass custom holster with, as you can probably guess, disgruntled on it. It is fucking amazing. I'm sure Chappie will eventually post pictures. If not, I guess I'll get around to it because, you know, we're slackers like that and can't remember shit. But I think they're pretty badass, and I think we need to get him on the show and maybe work out some deals. No, none of you can order them. Trademark. Sorry, assholes. None of you can have them.
I'll have to order a media litter sandwich one then and put some pepperoni on it and some mayo.
Toden, I didn't know you were allowed to own guns in your city.
In Detroit, where they tell us that, you know, where they promote open carriage and where they promote concealed carriage, really?
Carriage?
Where the
carriage?
Or carrying.
You mean concealed carry?
Yeah, that too.
You can have a concealed carriage. Where do you hide the horse?
Up your arse. Where else?
In my pants. That's why I still wear JNCOs.
While we're still drinking some Jan.
Oh. Yeah, make fun of me where I can't talk. At least I know where I can conceal carry.
Fair.
Well, this is actually a thigh rig, so it will be for open carry. I mean, what's the point of having a badass custom holster if you can't see it? I mean, he does do conceal carry holsters, obviously, but if you're going to get a big, mad, disgruntled face, I call it the ick face because it reminds me of those old stickers that, and none of you guys will know what I'm talking about because I'm like 20 years older than all of y'all. But anyway, kindergarten, they would have these little classes about poison, and they gave out little green stickers with the ick face and the tongues out. And you were supposed to go home and have your mommies and daddies put it on everything poisonous. And you knew if it had the icky face on it, not to drink it. Well, that's what the disgruntled face reminds me of. The icky face.
Nevermore, that's called an emoji nowadays.
Yeah. I have like a very certain emoji in my head that reminds me of.
Nevermore, I have a question.
Oh, good God, what?
Are you 50 years old?
No.
Yeah, then you're not 20 years older than me.
Well, might as well be. You all act like you're three sometimes, especially when it's story time.
Nuh-uh.
No, Mom.
Not the boss of me.
I need an adult.
That's why we have Owl here.
Yeah, I'm apparently the adult all the time. So fun.
She's like the youngest, but she's the adult.
Yeah. It's been my life.
Like I said, when you started dating Chappie, and then when you guys finally got married, it is not my turn to watch him anymore.
I knew what I was getting myself into.
I'm not the main host of this show. I don't have to adult. If you want me to adult, you can go over to Media Letter Sandwich.
Even the main host don't adult on their own show. I've not been following the show at all. We don't adult.
Part of the role of the host is to not adult.
No, that's we make our guests adult.
That's why you make me come on the show, so I can adult.
Yeah, duh.
It's just a lot of responsibilities, and I don't have them yet.
Yeah, well, you'll get there.
So now that we're talking about veteran-owned businesses, who else should we plug?
We're plugging the hell out of... Don't do the same ones, man. You're going to make the fun. Yes, number two. Raise your hand, number two.
I'm raising it.
Okay. No, there's an actual button for that on our new recording thing, dork.
Okay. We don't do that.
You have to hit participants, and then there's a raise your hand. But anyway, raise your hand, number two. What do you want?
I have a... Oh, I found it.
Number two, learns technology here on Disgruntled Discussions.
Powered by WDVR. No, I have a veteran-owned business we can plug.
Tell us.
It started about 4 years ago. And, what's that?
Nothing.
It started about 4 years ago in Afghanistan. Two schmucks who couldn't drink started a Facebook page. And now here we are, powered by WDVR. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yay! Are you just promoting disgruntled lifestyles at this point?
Yes.
Well, like, honestly, not a lot of people know that Disgruntled Lifestyles is a...
Actual LLC.
Yes, actually. That is
a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. So if you don't know that... So Disgruntled Vets is our brand, but what we do is we do social media marketing for better known businesses. So we take our awesomeness and try and teach other people how to be as awesome as us as we are on social media.
And this is what happens when you have somebody who actually has a soundboard and shit and can add sound effects. Maybe one of these days we'll actually pre-plan a show and he can have some, you know, sound effects lined up.
Yeah, like story time. Like crickets when
we all forget to start talking, you know, or ducks quacking, because number two really likes duckies.
I have a ducky tattooed on my leg.
I have a frog tattooed on my leg.
Hell yeah. Which leg?
Left leg.
Oh, mine's my left leg.
All right.
Oh, yeah? Do you want an Evermore TMI? I have a tattoo on my ass. Beat that.
Is it a hairy like Chappie's?
No.
So, I don't want to know this much about Evermore.
I didn't say what it was.
Talking about veteran-owned businesses, I think Al has one.
I do. I have a new one that's not been mentioned yet, I don't think. Fresh Press Coffee Company. I am still looking up where they are located, but they make super awesome
coffee
blends. Yep, we just tried their bourbon blend, which was, I think Chappie stole the cup out of my hand. It was so good. But yes, big shout out to Fresh Press Coffee Company. Thank you for
the free
being
coffee.
Awesome and sending us free coffee. Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to say no to free coffee, which is literally what I told him.
And honestly,
here's where we're going to insert. If you're a veteran-owned business and you make money and you would like to sponsor our show so that we have to talk about you each and every episode, feel free to contact us, and then we'll contact DV Radio and And then they'll contact the gerbils, and the gerbils will let the hamster know, and then the hamster will get back to you.
Yeah.
I have a question. What's the difference?
Or one of our producers will just reach out to you. If you go ahead and email disgruntleddiscussions@gmail.com. Okay.
What's the difference between a gerbil and a hamster?
We're not going down this whole gerbil.
Does it look like I'm a fucking
zoologist? No, we're not going down any gerbil or hamster hole. Thank you very much.
Oh, my Jesus. I mean, this is not Net Geo. This is Disgruntled Discussions. Does it look like any of us know the difference between a fucking hamster and a gerbil?
Well, I haven't started yelling yet, so I don't think we're Disgruntled Discussions yet.
Listen, well, any show with you is disgruntled.
So, I mean, we are...
Oh, we say that every show.
I know. We are hitting all our marks.
We haven't said anything overly offensive yet to be canceled.
We only said fuck 30 times, yeah. And then...
Well, that's normal for us.
In the bettering community, we use fuck as a comma, so... Yeah. I think we're doing pretty good for the word fuck.
I don't know. How much time we got, folks?
Timekeeper? We have about...
14 mics.
That was beautiful.
I keep saying I'm going to redo the intro, and I'm putting that in there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think you should. I vote for yes. So do we have any news we want to talk about? Anything going on in the disgruntled world?
Possibly, but we won't announce that part yet because I can't get number two and Chappie on the same phone call.
Oh, good luck with that.
We're here now.
No shit, right?
We're recording, so maybe not.
It's not a good time.
To the media.
But, I don't know where I'm going with this, but...
Oh, how about you talk about any new meetups we have going on? It'll be already.
Yeah, so we're going to have a meetup that was in this podcast on Sunday at a... Well, actually, it would be a veteran-owned business. Brass Brewery. It's an amazing bar here out in Colorado.
Brewery, yeah.
Yeah, where it's owned by, I want to say, it's some sort of officer. I haven't met the guy yet, but he seems pretty cool over social media. And they make amazing beer.
Yeah, he's pretty cool online. In person, he's a dick.
Yeah, total dick. That's just how I am. I'm really cool online. And then once you meet me, they're like, oh, wow, you're a small little ginger kid.
They're like, we'd rather talk to Owl. And that's how every conversation goes.
I hope when this airs, Bo plays I'm Cooler Online, either before or after this.
By Brad Paisley?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's really funny is, like, before the show started, we're all like, yeah, let's make it really easy on Bo so he doesn't have to edit this.
And here we are.
Here we are asking him to edit like six things already.
That's not an edit. That's just the plan for the break.
Now we're like, Bo's kind of got magical powers. We can make him do whatever he wants with like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I'm not making him edit out all the F-bombs because that is no big deal. Even though the last time we did get edited, we quacked for like 3 minutes straight because we decided to use a word that we generally don't use, but if we invited an Australian on, it's gonna happen. Sorry.
Oh, is it my favorite word?
The C word.
Yes. Oh, I use that all the time.
I don't like it.
I don't like that word.
I don't like it.
No, I love it.
It's a very special occasion word.
Like that, like if I were to use the C word, that person deserves it.
But you gotta remember, in Australia, though, they use it the same way we use the word fuck, so if they say it, it's not to be taken in that manner, but over here, if I use it, I'm pretty fucking pissed and you might want to run.
That just makes me hungry for cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe. Have you ever put salt on cantaloupe?
Ew, you're so...
I'm Southern, you dumbass. Everybody puts salt on cantaloupe.
I've never tried it. And...
Delicious.
I almost bought cantaloupe the other day. I feel...
Chappie, do you remember that time I put bacon on cantaloupe and you didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like bacon on something?
Are you sure?
But make it with cantaloupe.
Get out of my house.
Make it with cantaloupe together.
I almost wasted good whiskey. Damn, Al. Wrong pipe.
Sorry.
Get out of my house.
No, but going back to the original point of Australians, what do we have new, like brand new on the page now?
We have several new admin. We do now have an Australian admin, call sign Digger. We have Loki. We have Joker. We have Jailbird. We have Midget. And we have Groot.
I am Groot.
No, you're not. You're Chappie.
I am.
And folks, we will hopefully be bringing an admin, a new admin here and there, possibly on the show. There's going to be a lot more if I ever get number two and Chappie on the same page, which is never going to happen. I'm probably just going to hire them again, like I did this group. I just hired these people. They didn't really get much choice in the matter.
I tell you, just go with what you feel.
I like. Yeah,
you should never go with what you feel.
So
I'm just glad Chappie's not picking the fucking admin now, because every time he picks an admin, they
go nuts, don't they?
They go nuts, and they turn out to like most of the time they turn out to be just not what we need, to put it nicely.
Well, on the bright side though, at least they do work where the people that you hire don't do anything.
Me?
We're getting.
I just love the fact that you guys actually follow up, because one of my Facebook pages, Michigan, Ohio events, I literally just like, oh, you guys have a lot of events going on here. Become admins on this page. And I just disappear and only touch the page like twice a year.
Oh, no. These admin are never allowed to just, and it's not that we don't trust them or anything, but if you've got 10 different people making 10 different types of decisions, it makes chaos. So our admin are never allowed to go beyond.
Well, I think what I'm getting at is you guys actually give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Our admins are family. I mean, last night there was something going on, and one of our admins had to rush their wife, who has a who's currently pregnant, to the ER, and they were talking page business. And I was like, everybody shut the hell up. One of our admin need us, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, page business for the events page is like, oh, do I put this event on the page? Well, just add it to the events. Is it in Michigan or Ohio? Yeah. Well, then add it to the events.
See, done. This is how it works well for us. We do.
You guys do way more than that page does.
Nevermore is basically my voice when I'm not around. And nothing. She reports kind of back to me. And Chappie, but number two's word is number two's final word, you know? Like, Nevermore fucking make sure that everyone understands, like, it's coming, if it's coming out of her mouth, it's mostly also coming from me, but then, and vice versa, we fucking, if an issue comes back up to me, that's when we also know we have an issue.
Well, the thing is, the reason, it sounds like we're a bunch of assholes, but we deal with vets that are suicidal. And if you decide that you're just going to do this your own way and put that vet at risk, that's a no-go, which means I'm going to tear your head off and shit down your neck and then probably punt kick your head to number two, who's going to pike it.
Yep.
That's how that rolls.
I'm the enforcer because Chappie's a softy on the inside.
I wouldn't know.
Every once in a while, he'll get good mad at admin. He's like, if you don't go do something, Nevermore, I can't even type. And I'm like, okay, I'll go talk to them.
The spelling gets like really out of hand with Chappie. That's when you know.
All right,
well, it's about to go
his phone is always broken because he types so hard that he breaks the glass.
No, or he loses it.
Dude, at timeout, I got a brand new phone, and it's a what do I got?
You have a Samsung S8 Active. But we also got you.
But didn't you lose it once already?
Twice,
yes.
Oh, but okay, yeah.
I have retrieved it one of the two times so far.
Yeah.
Hey, Chappie, do me a favor. Don't have kids yet.
I don't want kids.
We have a very strict plan for that going on, number two. I will fill you in later. But okay.
Not if Nevermore has her way.
No, Nevermore. I know your biological time clock is ticking and you're trying to make mine start ticking and it's not going to happen.
Nevermore can't have any more babies, so you've got to have babies.
Listen, Sparky, trying to get me to have, he keeps sending me adorable baby pictures and I just can't have it anymore. I just can't do it.
But Sparky's having twins.
I know.
And he's got Squishy.
I know. And I love Squishy and twins run in my family and Owl is not ready for that.
And for yes, hours. We call one of our admins baby Squishy because that originally came from Doc, who calls all children Squish Face because he just doesn't do well with children. So we narrowed it down to Squishy. Lord knows what we're going to name the twins. Right now they're the Circus Peanuts because that's how big they are.
So Owl, here's my thing. If Nevermore keeps sending you baby pictures, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep sending you pictures of abortion. Couples having a great time together because they don't have kids.
No, just rest assured that Chappie and I are still in that phase in our relationship where we want to get to know each other and we want to be able to travel and do our own thing for a while. On a serious note, like we do.
So you're still on your honeymoon.
We want children. Yeah, we're on our honeymoon, but we want to take a couple years and get to know living together. And we're still both selfish. We want to sleep until, 10 a.m. on a Saturday and not have to.
10 a.m. I'm down for 12.
No, I will usually, I'm about, 7, 8 o'clock.
A.M.?
We're not ready for that just yet. But when we are.
Well, mine's going on 15. I pretty much can just leave him with, pizza money, and I can still go do my own thing. But, you got to get all the way up to the teenager years. And, my God, teenage years.
My problem is, if we don't have a ginger, I'm going to be like Sparta. And just throw it off a cliff.
Over
if it's
my
a non-ginger.
Dead body. It's not happening.
If it's not a ginger.
You do realize that'll be the one and only time I actually hit you in the face with a shovel and then bury you whole.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to create a ginger army. I can't have non-gingers in my family, so they have to get thrown off the cliff.
Listen.
And there comes the leftists going to be filing some complaints. No. We've never said that you should waterboard your cats.
I do though.
Yes, we know, but I need to add this. All complaints please send to disgruntled vets care of number 2. Because I'm not answering them.
I will print out each and every complaint, and I will put it in the complaint box, which happens to be the garbage.
I really thought our cat was meowing for a second. I did not.
But
actually, we have a complaint email. I just can't remember what the fuck it is.
I don't think we've ever used it. It could be inbox full right now, but we wouldn't.
No, I get alerts on if I get emails. Nobody ever uses it because they like to send the page whiny ass messages.
We also don't plug the complaint inbox, so that could be right.
But bringing this back to Toden, I think me and Toden have a discussion that we need to have.
How much time do we have?
We better make it quick because we're running out of time there, Mr. Chappie.
We have a whole 5 minutes right now.
It's the birds and the bees.
Oh, gosh.
what's on your mind there, my honey Chappie boy?
So I'm going to bring this back to our last episode that me and you got to talk to. Because I promised the people we would bring this back because
You really just wanted to have this argument.
I did. Because
This is
keep in mind, anything I say after this point is purely for entertainment purposes, or anything I say on the show.
They have a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, so I think.
No, they say that it is the opinion of the person that says it. This is not always my opinion.
Oh, still not your opinion. Okay.
I'm saying this stuff for entertainment purposes.
So, okay. Toden actually triggered me with this.
I've dabbled at being a troll.
Yeah. Oh, you trolled me good. You trolled me good. So we were talking about getting veterans together, and he was almost against having veterans having their own events for veterans.
I was comparing it to Black Entertainment Television and all that stuff.
Yeah, we were also talking about the different cons you could go to, the Penguin Con and all that. Yeah. Just to like preface the conversation. It wasn't just
I'm going to bring up the debate again. I want to say that there should be a vet con.
There is.
Well, they suck because I don't know about them.
Yeah, just go to the recruiter's office.
Oh, shit.
It's called the entire military base.
I'm just saying that I think that there should be a place where veterans can come together, promote their businesses, promote our kind of...
There are veteran job fairs, so that does kind of count. Oh, really? What is for?
I think you just want your own, like, what was that, like a seminar or something?
Yeah, why don't you do a disgruntled seminar?
Happy, yeah.
There's also the Student Veterans of America. They hold a conference every year. They have like thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
Number two coming in with a fax on you.
I go every year.
What I'm trying to say, those are fucking epic. Could you imagine a vet con?
Okay, that would just turn into like a whiskey and fuckery con. So that's me as well.
It sounds a lot like when I was in a fraternity and they would do their thing every year.
But I don't.
Which my fraternity was heavy veterans as well. It wasn't a veteran fraternity, but it was very heavily focused on veterans.
My fraternity was pretty veteran heavy too. I was part of Delta Omega Delta.
Okay.
DOD.
I'm not going to say mine. Just
I'm out of whiskey, by the way, but even I caught DOD.
Are you done?
Are we out of time?
We are. Unchecked.
We're
just about there.
We're actually past our time, so Bo might actually kill us.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Bo.
Well, no, we usually do hour and a half shows, but we have been seeing how the hour format goes, and sometimes it's enough and sometimes it's not. But with that, people, I guess we're going to say you've been listening to just Kittens and Disgruntled Discussions brought to you by us disgruntled vets and Toten. Oh, only on...
Wait, I'm not disgruntled? Aw.
Toten, where can we find you?
You can find me at Toten.com.
But no one actually looks at websites, so where can we find you on like actual social media?
If you interrupt me one more time today, boy, I swear to God,
we're going to have some problems.
Nevermore. How do you say it? Oh, bless your heart?
Yeah, bless your little heart.
Bless your little heart.
But seriously, I was like literally ending the show, dude.
I'm just trying to plug people. I'm sorry. I'm personable.
We've been plugging this whole show. Let Nevermore.
Like, literally this entire show has been one huge butt plug.
basically an infomercial. We're watching commercials for an hour and a half straight.
Well, we've been shortening the shows. But anyway, we are just shut up and let me finish. Bye, people, because I'm never going to get it out.
Are you done?
Bye. Bye.
Are you done?
WDVR. Bye.
Are you done?
Bye.
Are you done? Okay. I'm about to shit on this bitch right now. Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Okay.